I'd like to start off by talking about the frequency of severe asthma. And I think this is a very important conceptual slide to understand. I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, are busy clinicians, and patients will come to you and they will have what we could describe as uncontrolled asthma or asthma genus step 4 and 5. But when we look at these patients more closely, a lot of their problems actually relates to factors that don't relate to their underlying asthma, but to behavioral issues, such as adherence, etc., which we'll talk about in more detail. So when you as a clinician see these patients and you do due diligence and address the severity of their asthma and the complicating factors, we end up actually with probably less than 5% of patients who have severe asthma. And this is a very important prerogative that we have as clinicians of sorting out these patients with regard to the severity of their asthma. And the sorts of things that you know that we look at for these patients are their symptoms. We're particularly interested in their history of exacerbations, because we know that the biologic therapies, some of which we're going to discuss today, one of their main attributes is the fact that they can reduce exacerbations. In addition, we're concerned, especially with regard to patients who either have continuous prednisone exposure or frequent courses of prednisone, we're conscious of the fact that the prednisone, although life-saving, carries with it a significant burden in terms of adverse events.